Mitch, are you okay with this segment that's about to happen? Are you cool with this?
Not really.
Oh, you're not?
Not really. It's awkward for me.
Why is it awkward?
Come on, man. Embrace it.
It's just, I'm my biggest, I don't know, I'm my biggest critic, I guess. It's just not easy for me to listen to myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a lot of fun calling this game with you last night. We had Manhattan High, Washburn Rural, and before you know, if you're not into high school basketball, not just about the fact that there was a good high school basketball game played, Manhattan coming from 13 down in the fourth quarter, but honestly, for the first time, that's about the coolest buzzer beater that I've seen even since I've just been doing games, and you obviously had the play-by-play call. It doesn't happen much, and especially in a scenario like that with just a crazy scatterbrain last segment, and then all of a sudden wide open three right at the buzzer to cap off a huge comeback in a matchup of two teams undefeated in the league for first place, rivalry. Like, there was a lot there, a lot of juice to what happened at the end of the game. Now that we've laid all that out there, I will leave it up to you. Are you going to leave the listeners hanging and not let them hear the call?
Yeah, I don't think we need to hear it, guys.
Oh, good grief.
No, I'm kidding. You can play it. Play the short version.
Is that the 17-second version?
Yeah.
Okay.
So get it into Garrett up top. 6 seconds. Five. Garrett will take the shot. It is blocked. Washburn Rural has it. Ty gets it back. A three-ball GG for the win. Yes! 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 GG McAtee! That's 7-3 to win the game! Unbelievable!
Like, that's a tough one to keep your wits about you, because it was a block. Looks like Rural's going to have the ball, the chance to get the last shot. Then all of a sudden, just ran. I'm not even still sure how it happened. They lose the ball, bobble it. Somehow Manhattan gets a wide open three out of all that. And the inbounds pass came with 6.6 seconds left. So it was so much happening in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
It was a good call.
Yeah.
I thought so. You even made it onto some of the videos that were going around social media because, you know, you can hear you in the background.
Was I in the background? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw like 10 videos of that right after it happened. I was pretty excited because I was following along the live tweets and saw that Manhattan was down by 15 at halftime and then, what, down 13 going into the fourth quarter, something like that.
They scored 24 points in the first three quarters, scored 25 in the fourth.
That's solid. Good for them. Good for Scott Maul.
Yeah, you got to savor those opportunities being behind the mic. I don't think I've ever had – I don't think in basketball I've had that. 2 years ago, 2014, Manhattan High football, they beat Hayden at the gun on a field goal. So I had that.
You've called some
that's about it.
Walk-off K-State baseball games, maybe?
I'm not sure that I had the call for those because we're always going back and forth with the innings. Whew, I'd have to think about that and really go through the archives. No, honestly, the coolest thing before that I probably had in a basketball game was something that I used on my resume tape for a while when I was like in college, shopping it around before I had a full-time job. That was, you remember the Sprint Center game when Jacob Pullen and Curtis Kelly, the Dillard's thing got dropped like 5 minutes before tip-off?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Russell had to play. I was calling that game for student radio. Nick Russell hit like a half-court shot at halftime. It was the end of the first half. And had a cool call on that, but that was about it. When we come back, what could K-State do to make you feel excited about the future of the Hoops program? We'll get to your Twitter responses here on the game.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan,